Greetings, blind, cool techers. Techies. We need to come up with a good nickname for ourselves. You know, Star Trek fans have Trekkies or Trekkers. I'm not suggesting we go by blind, cool techies or blind, cool techers. But we should come up with something, just because. I have in my hand, actually both hands, a package, and I have no doubt whatsoever as to what is in this package. And I'm like a kid on Christmas morning, gotta tell you. Santa Claus came by my house in the form of a UPS man and dropped this sucker off. And I picked it up, and I knew in William Shatner voice, I knew that I had to put this moment on a recording for posterity. Because the Olympus DM20, Olympus, you have served me well, but your time is at an end. Actually, I may dig it out for certain things, but for the most part. So let us now embark on the opening of the box. And yes, I realize that there are several people who have covered this before, because this is the opening and unveiling of an Edirol R09. But you know what? Those someones were not me. And I am going to offer my fresh perspective on the R09 as I am exposed to it for the first time. I think you can get arrested for being exposed, but I'm not going to expose myself that much to the R09 or to anybody else. Anyway, lest I get off on that rather disturbing turn, I'm going to open this, and because I don't have any tools at my disposal, I'm going to have to use the old-fashioned method of just using my hands to do this. Whoa! And hopefully not killing myself in the process. Let's see here. Ooh, I think I'm opening it upside down, but you know what? I've already started down this path, and once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate your destiny. And although this is not a dark path, oh geez, yeah, this was not a good idea. Smart guy. I've got these little UPS peanuts falling on the floor here. Okay, hang on. But I do have the paper-wrapped box. And I'm slowly but surely pulling it out so as not to unleash the wrath of styrofoam peanuts. Because as you know, they can be quite wrathful. I would be set upon by a deluge of styrofoam peanuts. there's some kind of a weird cartoon in there somewhere, just waiting to get out. Okay. I now have two components. I have a box of styrofoam peanuts, which I'm setting down underneath my desk. And I also have the package containing a box. Wait, is there something else in there? Hang on. Oh, no, that's just the envelope that it came in. Oh, there is a little receipt thing in here, which I'll put off to the side right now, and I'll discard this. Okay. And now, for the... There we go. I'm taking the cellophane off the box. Or the shrink wrap, I suppose, is what it's better known as in modern circles. Throwing that away. And now I have this... Now, this box I don't want to just tear into. Although I may not have much of a choice. Let's see. Oh, yes, I do have a choice. I always have a choice. Everything in life is about choices. And I am now opening the box because I thought of my choices before I acted. And, okay, we have some sort of product brochure, more likely than not, or some sort of specs. We have a manual, which is in a plastic bag. We have a power cable, it would appear, with a piece of paper around it. We have, good lord, we have an AC, is that an AC adapter? Something along those lines. We have a USB cable. And off to the right, here it is. Here's the infamous and sought after Eddie Roll. Wrapped in its... What kind of material is that? It's almost cloth in texture, and anyone who has gotten any kind of audio equipment knows what I'm talking about. It feels like tablecloth material, but I don't... If there's a name for that, somebody put it on the BCT list or something, or just smack me upside the head, because that's something I should probably know. I'm opening the cloth, pseudo-cloth container. There it is. There it is. I hold it now in my hand. At long last. The Eddie Roll R09 is mine at last! I feel like the mad scientist who... It's alive! Now let's see. I'm just looking at this here. Oh, wow. Okay, the buttons are very different from what I was expecting, and yet they're exactly as they were described. It's a square. An actual plastic square on the front of this machine with little I'm sure they're writing, but they feel like little notches on each of the four sides. And then there's an indented ovaloid button in the middle. I had thought there would be more separate buttons that made up the shape of a square, but if you've seen an iPod or an iPod Shuffle where they have that little wheel on the front and you just press different parts of the wheel to make things happen, but it all feels like a seamless circle. That's kind of how this is. Wow. Okay. And here are the two mics, just as Neil described them. They're sticking out either side. Yep, and there's the headphone jack and the line input jack. The line input jack! This is very cool. And let's see. There's the power button on the left. But wow, these are small switches. I can see why he was saying that the writing gets in the way. It almost is hard to distinguish between the writing and the buttons. Okay. There we go. And the volume controls on here, I had thought they would be more like rocker switches, but they're not. I think that was just my own assumptions at work. I didn't think there was any indication in the reviews that suggested that. But they're individual buttons. And now I think what I am going... Oh, okay. Wow. I'm going to have to examine this. Because I can't start recording with it until I can put batteries in it. And until I can format... There's something I can do. Hang on. I bought in addition to this, though not at the same time, a 2 gig SD card. Which I keep in my little box of whatnots that I keep under my desk. Because these things are the smallest things known to man, practically. I'd never seen one of these before until I got this one, and wow, tiny, tiny. Okay, let's see. I'm going to see exactly how this fits into my card reader. Not that way. Let's try it the other way. Okay, this could be problematic. I don't want to force it. But I would have thought that the little notchy things went into the computer. Wait a minute. Oh, here we go, I think. Okay, I think I just put it in the computer, the SD card. Let me just see here. Not getting any sound. Let's see. I'm still not getting any sound. Why is that? Oh. Because, smart guy, you turned off the power on your speakers when you put the headphones on a few days ago. Okay, that problem solved. Let's see. Or actually, it's not. Well, this makes for good podcasting, doesn't it? Let's see. There we go. There we go. We have speech.
Change the action 35 or 39.
All right.
Menu, change the action 35 or 39.
No direct connections. That's much too sophisticated for me at this point.
Voices on menu B.
I'm gonna go ahead and slow this down.
40%. Okay button. Desktop folder view list view change reaction 25 or 29.
Okay, let me see if I can find drive here.
Removable disk left paren, left colon, right paren. Removable disk to activate, press the space bar, toolbar close button. Folder view, removable disk. Cancel button. Cancel button.
Okay, it is not drive F.
Insert disk dialog, please.
No, we don't need to insert a disk.
Folder view, list view, removable disk. Removable disk left paren, T colon, right paren. Cancel button. Insert this dialog.
It is not removable disk.
Removable disk left.
G.
Removable disk left. Paren H colon right. Analog shuffler. Removable disk.
Therefore, it must be H.
Cancel button.
And apparently, it's not.
Insert this dialog. Please insert a disk into drive H colon. Cancel button to activate. Press cancel button. Folder view. Removable disk left. Paren D colon right. Paren.
Oh. Hey.
DVD dash R. Removable disk left. Paren D colon.
Didn't see removable disk E.
Folder view list view 0.
There we go. Okay. Now.
Menu file remove close C. Removable disk left paren E folder right paren sub menu. Explore X. Properties R. Create shortcut S. Copy C. Cut T. Eject J. Format .. A.
Format is what we want.
Removable disk left paren E folder right paren dialog. Start button to activate. Press space R. Alt plus S. Start button. Close button to activate. Alt start button to activate. Format remove. OK button, root to format the disk, click OK to quit, click cancel warning colon formatting will erase all data on this disk.
There is no data on this disk.
CD cursor, OK button.
Actually, before I do that, let me just double check that this is not the DVD-R drive. I'm positive it... Well, it's empty anyway, so it couldn't be. OK. That's called Eric being paranoid, which happens on occasion, especially when dealing with things he's never done before.
OK button.
Here we go.
1%.
Formatting the SD card. This is very exciting. Can't wait to record with this thing. I can't wait to go out and explore with my binaurals recording on this thing. The miracle of binaural sound. Wow. Awesome.
Format and removable disk left parent equal right parent dialog. Format complete. OK button to act. OK. 0%. Close button.
Whoever invented binaural
Windows Media Player
mics
underline, new underline.
Is just a godsend to the blind community, because sound scene tours were taken to a whole new level. And it's just awesome. Okay, taking the card out. So now we can remove it. And it is now removed. And now I'm going to put this back in its case for the moment. As soon as I figure out exactly how to get it back into said case. Ah, wait a minute. No, that's not right. There's a trick to this, I'm sure there is. Oh, maybe it goes in this way. Yes, I know, and you who have, all who have put these things back in their cases before are saying, because we've all been there. Yes, I know. Okay, that's not. Wait, is that right? Oh, let's see. How does it go? And why didn't I think of this when I took it out? To check to see how it was... Because that would make sense, and I just can't do that. It goes against my reputation. Let's see here. How do you put this back? I don't want to break the thing.
Eric.
Yes.
Thank you for that advice, because I think, well, I'm not positive, but I think I kind of fixed the DVD player, because I looked in the back and I moved the wires that hook it up onto
right.
the under, because there's two, and before the guy had worked on it, they were in a different slot, so I put them back in the old slot, and then we watched the DVD and it didn't do it, but then when we turned the DVD player off and I put the cable DirecTV back on, it did do it then, real fast. But I'm thinking it just had to readjust itself, just like the DVD did.
Well, that'll be $500, please.
I think not. But thank you very much for the advice. It was greatly appreciated.
Well, I guess that'll have to deal.
Okay.
Try and make a buck. There's just no hope for me. That was my sister, by the way. How in the hell does this thing go into the... I'm going to go ahead and pause this because I did not record this and you are not listening to it to hear me fiddle with an SD card and put it back in its case. So, one moment please. And what for me shall be minutes, for you shall be an instant in time. Once I take the whole button off on the Olympus. There we go. Now, what shall be... For me, a few minutes shall for you be an instant in time. I figured it out, and I don't know why it took me so long. It was quite simple. You just have to put the little notched edge flush against the rectangular spot in the back of the case. And then, lo and behold, it just fits nicely into place, and presto, as Bullwinkle would say, you snap it shut. All right. Well, there we go. There's that. Okay, now, do we dare to address the battery door, which has caused so much grief? I don't know. I don't know if I feel comfortable addressing that because it's too uncertain. I think what I'm going to do is stop this, give Neil's review a listen, and try and figure it out, then come back and resume this, because I don't want to screw this up, and I'm afraid if I just try and wing it, I am going to wind up breaking this thing before I've even got a chance to use it. So, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop this for now. I will join you in a moment. Again, which for me will be about 30 minutes. This is my first recording with the Eddyroll R09. I got the batteries in. It is a bit tricky. Whoever thought of that little switch on the bottom should be shot, because it's just, there's just no graceful way to do that I've found yet. However, I will keep working at it. Wow. These are the built-in mics that I'm using. And, well, I think it's time. I think it is time to, now that we know this thing is working, and we know that the batteries are in properly, and the flash card is in properly, it's time to test the binaurals, baby. Break out the big guns. Yeah. I'm just having too much fun, as you can tell. Oh, let's see here. And the coolest part about that, let me stop the Olympus recording. I had paused it, but oh wait, I think it may have stopped itself. It did stop itself. I don't like that. That's one thing this DM20 does, and I don't know if the other Olympi? I don't know if the other Olympus recorders, there, we'll get out of that one, do this, but I noticed the DM20, if you leave it paused for too long, will stop. And while that's great for conserving battery power, if you don't feel like going through the trouble of merging files, it can be a bit bad. Now, here's something I'm curious about. I'm wearing headphones right now, and if I was to put these in-ear binaurals on in my ears, would I be getting feedback? Well, let's find out, because what the heck? I'm willing to put my ears at risk for you, blind, cool tech listeners. Don't ever let it be said I'm not a giver. Here we go. Let's see. Putting the right binaural mic. You know what? It's probably not good to do this with the wrong hand. Because, yeah, I was using my left hand to put the right-handed mic in, and I'm right-handed, so it was just getting awkward. Okay, now, which one of these is the... Well, first of all, we're going to pause this. For some reason, I'm not getting any sound out of the binaural mics at all. I don't know why. I don't know whether there's not enough power to power them, or what the deal is. I've tried adjusting the recording levels, I think. Yes, I was definitely adjusting the recording levels and not the volume control. So I need to find out why they're not working, because it's quite annoying. Alright, I'm going to do some more investigating, and it won't be anything worth listening to, because it's going to be mostly me re-listening to Neil Ewers' review and trying some things that are going to probably result in silence, because I have a feeling I'm going to need a battery module for this, which I wish I would have known going in, because I would have bought it, certainly, but I could have bought a battery module along with it. Now I've got to make a separate purchase for that. Well, maybe not. Let me see what happens when I review the review. Feedback. Whoa.
That is it?
Okay, it would appear the answer to the feedback question was a resounding yes, and I don't recommend you do that. I found out what the problem is, and actually, again, it was something that Neil did mention in his review, and I'm sure that he is listening to this now, saying, "Hello, McFly!" If he's a fan of the Back to the Future movies. If he's not a fan of the Back to the Future movies, then he's probably saying something else. Moving on. The point is that before using something like the binaural mics, as most of you, I'm sure, probably already knew and were just waiting for me to figure out, you gotta turn the plug-in power option on. So, yeah, yeah. But in the interest of having some fun and testing these bad boys out, I'm going to grab myself. Actually, the first thing I'm going to do, well, I'm not going to grab myself, because that would just be rather rude. What I am going to do, though, is put the hold button on here, so I don't accidentally stop the recording. This thing is much lighter of weight than I had expected it to be. And yet that's a good thing. It's not nearly as light as the Olympus, but it's got a lot more to it. Speaking of the DM20, I've not felt a DS2, so, and DM20 is not one that is generally talked about much in Blind Cool Tech. It just happened to be the one that I had gotten. So, anyway, I'm gonna grab myself some soda over ice. Hello. A child just ran past. Alright, let me see if I can remember where we keep the big cups. Apparently not in there. Let's try the cupboard on the left. Here we go. Here's... there are cups here, they're just not the ones I'm looking for. Where are the... where are... huh. Well, dadgummit, apparently there are no more.
You're all standing on backs of the pool?
Hey, has that back door been open?
Yep.
Okay, somebody came in and ran past me, and I'm wondering if it was a four-legged somebody. Hey, Rocky!
That was Travis and Nathaniel.
Oh. It wasn't Rocky?
No.
It didn't sound like puppy feet, but you never know. Oh, there he is. It wasn't him. He's licking my toes. Dude, that tickles. Rocky, stop. Rocky's licking my toes. Hey, you. Hey.
What did you think that tickled?
No, I just didn't know where. I didn't know where Rocky was. I thought he'd come into the house for a second, but I thought. It didn't sound like puppy feet running past me, but I wasn't sure. It wasn't puppy feet, huh? You know better than to go into the house. You're an outdoor dog, aren't you? And you're a hot dog. You feel much furrier than the average hot dog, though. I wouldn't put a bun around you.
And water got into my goggles.
Yeah. Can you move so I can get a soda, buddy? Huh? Can you? No, you're not gonna. You're saying I'm enjoying this attention, and I am not moving. Huh?
Excuse me. I think I get through.
Don't blame me. Blame the fur factory over there.
Rocky.
He doesn't make it easy for you, does he?
No. There we go.
Okay.
Rocky, first time you press me.
There is no... Okay. Oh, you know what?
Okay.
Brian's secret stash. He doesn't have to know.
I'm telling him.
Yeah, you would, too. Okay, Rocky. You know... You're blocking the door now. Somebody needs to give you a bath. Although I've heard that you do not take too kindly to that idea at all. That's what I've heard. I have heard you do not like water. In fact, you have been so inclined against water that you have basically made Dad decide he's never giving you a bath. And believe me, buddy, it shows. Because you are one stinky bastard. There you go. All right. See you, Rocky. I have doggy dander all over my hands. Let's see what kind of soda I got.
Coca-Cola.
Okay. The voices you heard there were my sister and her kids, and I will go more into them another time. But I think this has covered a. This is good. This is very good. I've managed, and I say this not to toot my own horn, but to show those who may still be hesitant that it can be done. I've managed to. Just by going by Adele's menu review, I managed to go into the menus, and I also managed to set the menus. And the fact that we are able to do this with this recorder is quite something to be proud of on the part of the Eddie Roll people. And I can't speak right now for some reason. Blah. But I'm very impressed. And I know that I was doing the right thing because I did several other menu settings and I still ended up where I needed to be when it counted, which would be setting the plug-in power to on. So, by deduction, I can assume that the other settings that I changed are the same. So if that is the case, then this file will be an MP3 recorded at 128 kbps. Now, of course, when I submit it to Blind Cool Tech, it won't be. I'll probably save it as a 96 kbps file. But the fact is, for my own collection, it is 128. Now, I'm going to wrap this up because I want to check it out. Some final thoughts before I close. First of all, I want to thank Neil Yours and Adele. And I'm sorry, Adele, I can't remember your last name. Please don't tar and feather me. I really don't look good in tar. But between your in-depth review and going over of the Eduroll R09 menus, you really saved my bacon. I would have been lost without both of those. I'm sure I could have figured it out through the manual and through help, but you did the legwork, and don't ever think that your work is unappreciated, because I think I can speak for everyone listening when I say it is definitely appreciated. And Larry, that goes for you too. So there. If anyone wants to contact me, you can reach me via the Blind Cool Tech mailing list. You can reach me through email at yakoman, YAKKOMAN, at sbcglobal.net. If you aim, then you'll throw much better. No, if you use AIM, you can reach me at screen name SirLummox, that's SirLummox. If you Skype, I'm occasionally a Skyper. I'll be more of one when I get a dedicated computer mic, which should be happening in the next day or two. But if I happen to be on there, you can reach me at BoomerDad. And very rarely, I do use Yahoo Messenger as well, and if you want to reach me there, that would be BoomerDad71. But the best way would be either the Blind Cool Tech mailing list, or emailing me, or AIM, at least for the moment. Skype soon to follow. Anyway, until next time, keep smiling, and always, always stay fired up.